Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to the show. Got a good Friday show. Derek Cuff should be coming by. You may know him from Dancing with the Stars. He's also on another dance show right now with Jennifer Lopez. So we'll talk to him. I think he won that show how many times? Six times?
Wow.
He's like me. We're a lot the same.
Times six.
Champs and champs, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
We're both champs. So Derek Cuff will be by the dance parties. I was reading about this kid who went to prom. He didn't have anybody to go with. So he took himself and he wore half suit, half dress that he made.
Cool. I mean, clever.
Wyatt Cheadle, a junior at Brighton High School, wasn't sure who to ask to prom. He didn't want to miss the rite of passage. And he said, I don't want to go alone, so maybe I'll just make a look. And he did. It's half tux, half dress. You see it?
Creative. Oh, and he actually, sewed it all together himself.
What do you think about that, Lunchbox?
Oh, that's a huge dork. I saw the story, and I was like, nerd alert. Didn't have a date, so he thought he'd be funny and sew a dress. No, just go in your tux and enjoy it. Everybody at the dance laughed at him.
Did I say good morning, studio?
I hope not.
No, because I didn't say it.
I can't. Oh, well. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Thank you. Damn, shot out of a cannon this morning. Let's do this. On This Day in Country Music. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
Today in the year 2000. In the year 2000. Roseanne stole Lone Star's ACM Award.
I don't know how you do what
really?
You
yeah.
Do.
In an incident no one's ever been able to truly explain, Roseanne Barr crashed the party that Lone Star's record company hosted following the ACMs. The ACMs happened May 3rd on this day in 2000. Lone Star and their friends were busy celebrating, and Roseanne walked in and just grabbed the award and left. A few days later, Roseanne admitted that she hid the award under her jacket when she left the celebration. She followed her confession by sending the trophy to Nashville, where it was then put in the office. But that's no one really knew what happened.
I like that story.
Yeah, Roseanne just shows up and steals from you?
She's crazy, huh?
Yeah. I also think her crazy is what made her great. It
correct.
Just finally caught up with her in a way of... Think about the 70s and 80s and 90s when there wasn't social media. All these people we look at now. Imagine if there was social media then and we'd have seen they're real, real, real crazy.
Right. Mm.
We didn't.
Yeah.
Now you have to be crazy, but also either have good people to hold you back from going super crazy publicly, or to be right at that fine line. Like there's a small little section you need to be kind of crazy, but not so crazy that you sabotage yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in that category.
Yeah, you're a little crazy.
Like I'm a little crazy.
Controlled crazy.
But it's like I can feel it. Like I need to, whoa, easy. So, yeah, there you go. That was on this day in country music. Tomorrow night, we're playing the iHeart Country Festival. It'll be here on this station. Hopefully, you'll be able to listen. Watch our iHeart Country Festival presented by Capital One. Live tomorrow night, livexlive.com or on Live by Live's apps and socials. Go to @livexlive on Twitter and Instagram. Watch it. We're playing our band, Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. And I'm thinking we pass out the lyrics to the audience before the show.
Oh, like put it on their seat.
After yesterday's show where I said, hey, how are everybody going to know our songs? It's Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line.
Old Dominion.
Dan and Shay.
Really going to make it like church.
Yeah, and I'll pass out lyrics to Jesus Knows.
Okay.
Like a pamphlet.
Then we sing it, people will know it.
The lyrics are under your seat, guys, so please sing along.
Look under.
In your hymnal.
Yeah, so tomorrow night, watch that, livexlive.com.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast, highlight segment of the day.
All right, what did you do, Lunchbox?
It's called Bathroom Confession. So I go sit in the stall in a bathroom and I wait for someone to sit in the stall next to me and then I ask them for life advice.
Oh, how creepy would it be if somebody's just like, because that's what he does here.
Stall one. What up? It's stall two.
Yeah.
So my wife's sister sent me a dirty pic. And I don't know how to respond. Like, do I tell my wife or do I tell my sister-in-law, hey, you need to cut that out?
Just act like it didn't come through.
Yeah.
Just delete it.
Yeah.
And pretend it didn't even happen.
All right, so don't say anything to either one.
I'm going to say anything to either one.
All right, thanks, man.
That's not bad advice, though. And the guy was just straightforward, here's what I think about it.
Yeah, laugh it out at first.
That's funny. Lunchbox is in a public bathroom sitting in a stall, and when someone sits next to him, he knocks on the wall and asks for advice. You ask someone... because you got fired, apparently, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I faked it like I got fired, but I was scared to tell my wife, so I was taking business trips anyway, and I was seeing if I should tell her after a month because I was feeling bad.
All right.
Stall one. What up? It's stall two. I got fired from my job like a month ago, and I've been taking these business trips just because I didn't want to tell my wife that I got fired. I think I need to tell my wife, and I just don't know how.
Honestly, it's the best policy.
Should I, like, leave a note? Do I write it in a card, or should I tell her? Like,
No, you should absolutely have a physical conversation.
Okay, so a text message, don't think works?
No, that's cowardly.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry to bother you. I know it's awkward. I'm
hoping it all works out for you.
Thank you, man.
Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, you almost have no other thing to do but to answer.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
You're trapped. Bobby Bones. Yeah. All right, bathroom confessions. Lunchbox goes into a public bathroom. Where are you doing these, by the way?
I was doing them in airports just because I knew there was a lot of people coming and going. So you're going to have a lot of traffic, and so you're going to get a lot of people in stall three, stall four, stall one. So you go to the busiest place, the airport.
So he's sitting in the airport bathroom, knocking on the stall. I'm surprised they don't think he wants to do something else.
All right.
No,
that's when you slide your foot under.
Yeah.
With toilet paper.
The international sign is to slide your foot under?
Yeah, tap your foot.
I thought you slid a piece of toilet paper under.
Listen, I don't know what's happening. All I know is that Lunchbox is in airport bathrooms, knocking on the wall, getting advice from people. And this one, you lost a bunch of money?
Yeah, I said I lost $5,000 at the casino last night, and it was supposed to be a down payment for our car. What should I do?
Stall one, what up? It's stall two. I lost $5,000 at the casino last night, which was supposed to be a down payment for a car, and I don't know how to tell my wife.
You lost $5,000, man?
Yeah. Should I, like, lie and say the $5,000 fell out of my pocket?
Just tell her the truth. That way.
Let's say and tell her the truth.
Yeah, the truth.
You think I should get her some flowers?
Like some chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Yeah. There you go.
Good advice.
That's good advice. Right, let's do one more. Here's the go. Lunchbox is knocking on the wall.
Stall four, stall three. I need some life advice. Can you help me out? Stall four, stall three. Stall four. Stall four. I convinced my wife we named our daughter.
That's good. The guy didn't want anything to do with it. He didn't answer, and he just flushed.
Lunchbox, did you see his feet under there?
Oh, I saw his feet. I was looking at his feet. That's why I kept knocking, because I was like, I know you're there.
Awkward.
Like, I know you're there, and you are just ignoring me. And he would not respond, and so I just went into it. And I don't know if he even got done. He just got up and left. He flushed and was out.
There you go. There's Lunchbox having people talk to him while they're both sitting on the toilet. There it is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo, who is in the glass room with the news and his microphone. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Jeopardy champ James Holzhauer wins again. 21 in a row for him. His earnings, $1.6 million. A West Virginia student was arrested after allegedly threatening to go on a shooting spree. Police acted on a tip, and now they have the kid in custody. They got it before anything bad happened. And finally, in food news, McDonald's has rolled out drive-through menus that use artificial intelligence to guess your order at 700 restaurants across the U.S. The menus can suggest items based on time of day, weather, or recent trends.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Can you believe Raymundo had never been to Cracker Barrel?
I can't.
And so you go to Cracker Barrel. What'd you think?
Went in there.
Disappointed.
Yeah,
why
is
your face disappointed?
Food was fine. Down home cooking, I get that. But I just feel like they went a little cornball-ish with it's old school.
Well,
they act like they're churning the butter in the back.
Yeah.
And on the front porch, there's a bunch of old rocking chairs.
I bought two of those rocking chairs. You can buy them for your own home.
Are you kidding me? And then there's old people sitting there on the rocking chairs. I'm like, did I just go back to 1960?
That's what they want you to feel.
60?
And then we sit down at the table, and I'm pretty sure it was a picnic table. Like, it was where you go on like a picnic. They had that tablecloth, so it made you feel old
school.
Like
the checkered.
Yeah, and then in the corner, there's an old wagon that's kind of broken down.
Right now, you're basically doing a commercial for me to go to Cracker Barrel today.
Everything you're saying is so
appealing to me.
And at the table, I go to get on my phone, and I look over to my left, and there's that little peg game.
The triangle with the jump.
I never paid that.
Yeah, that's the whole point of Cracker Barrel.
It was just a flash from the past, and I was like, man, I mean, the food was great.
But wow, it's 2019, baby.
But that's why
there's not a TV
it's
in
old
that
old country store. Of course. Ray's like, where's the sports?
It's called Old Country Store, and the store's awesome. You can get like candy.
Been in the store before, just never crossed over and gotten the food before.
You can get like the best gifts.
Our Raging Kiddiots album is only a Cracker Barrel, and it still is. The record Eddie and I did, they bought it. Yeah, well, I love Cracker Barrel. My, if you're gonna die meal, like your death row meal, whatever, is always chicken fried steak. And they make the best with white gravy. I'm just surprised you have, what'd you get to eat?
I got, just simple. It was eggs, toast, bacon. Did just you, like grandma would make.
Did you? You're being such a hater right
no,
now.
No, I looked for some other stuff. I was like trying to get a mimosa. I was trying to do this, that. That very, pretty simple menu.
But that's like going to a pizza place ordering a hamburger. You're at Cracker Barrel. Eat old school things. Eat southern things.
Yeah, I should have. I will. I mean,
sit
it's right next to us.
On the rocking chair.
Yeah, go have fun. Enjoy
like, it. Live a little.
I think it's funny he thinks it's the 60s. It's more like the...
He was like, they're churning butter in the back. It's like 1960.
Yeah. That's like the
1800s.
Yeah, the late 1800s.
And I'm pretty sure our waitress was wearing a bonnet. I was like, oh, okay.
What a hater. All right. Go again. You get some almond butter with the, with the biscuit. Yeah. You have to ask for that special. This is not a commercial one anyway, by the way. I promise you. Bobby Bone, come on. Michael in New Mexico. What's up, bud?
Hey, not much, Bobby. How are you guys this morning?
We're good, man. Appreciate you calling. What do you want to say?
Hey, you know what? I just want to say thank you to you guys. You know, every morning we're out here, we're working out in the patch. We're working in the oil field. And no matter how rough our day gets, every time we put on your show, you guys always find a way to make us smile.
Oh, thank
you.
We
just want to say thank you, guys. You know, you guys are doing a heck of a job, and we love listening to you guys every single bit.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for taking the time to call the show, too.
Hey, not a problem. I hope you guys have a good day, all right?
You too. That's a good call.
Yeah, nice.
Listen to this story. A guy swallowed an Apple AirPod, one of those little, you know, wireless
I could see that happening.
Headphone. So he swallows it. It passes all the way through his system. Mm. He then puts it back in his ear and it works.
I don't doubt that.
That's
I've
cool.
washed mine like multiple times. Still works.
So what happens is he loses one of the AirPods because they're not connected. And but you can hit your phone and track them. And he's like, oh, it's still in my room. Because
he zooms in and he's like, oh,
it's in my lower intestine.
He swallowed it without knowing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe he was like playing with it in his mouth and then like,
no, who would do that? That's disgusting.
Using
the iPhone tracking feature, he discovered the device was still in his room and he heard its beeping sound follow him around because you push it, beep, and you're like, where? And by the way, he didn't feel any discomfort. He went to the hospital. Medic said, yeah, you swallowed the AirPod. They said it was currently passing through his digestive system, saying that he would need surgery to remove it if it did not appear naturally. So they said, here's a bunch of laxative. Mm. And it resurfaced. And then he cleaned it, let it dry, put it back in. And the battery was at 41%. It still worked.
That is 41%. So amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and also because I was so curious about this, he fell asleep with them in, and somehow in his sleep, it like made its way to his mouth, and that's how he didn't know.
That's how bugs get in
your system.
Like,
how do you not know if you swallow an
AirPod? Isn't that a crazy story?
It's insane.
That's crazy.
I love it.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kane Brown and his wife Caitlin are having their first baby this year, and they just revealed it will be a baby girl. Congratulations to them. Little Big Town will be hosting the 2019 CMT Music Awards. It's their second year in a row, and it all goes down on June 5th. Old Dominion dropped a new song called Some People Do. Here's a clip.
But some people do. Some people quit drinking too much. Some people quit lying. Some people decide to grow up, but it's never a good time.
Don't forget our iHeart Country Music Festival going down tomorrow night with performances by Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, Little Big Town, and more. All the details are up at BobbyBones.com. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Tyler and Heather are seniors in high school, and it's senior skip day, so they decide, let's go to the beach. They're at the beach. They start swimming. All of a sudden, they get pulled out 2 miles into the ocean, and they're like, there's no way we're going to be able to swim back. They're stranded for 2 hours. They're praying, like, God, please send us something. We are going to die in the ocean. And here comes a sailboat, and the sailboat's name is Amen.
Oh.
Love it.
That's crazy.
Like, can I get an amen?
Amen.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, y'all are cool.
Yeah, you guys are too cool to play amen.
Only at church.
Yeah.
Amen saved their life, though.
So what happened?
So Amen the sailboat saw him in the water and pulled him to safety.
Amen the sailboat sounds like Thomas the Train. In my mind.
Like, that's another character it could be.
Amen the sailboat. That's good though. Imagine being stuck on the water for 2 hours. Like you probably think that's it. Are they floating on something?
No, they were just swimming.
Treading?
Yeah, that's
treading
crazy.
Water.
Sink.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like, about 15 minutes into it, I'm like, you know what? I'll be honest.
Life is good. Is there a shark around here?
It was pretty good. That's a good story. And the people on the boat had to be like, what is happening? There are people randomly in the water? That probably was shocking, too, if you're amen the boat.
Wow.
And you're driving up on humans.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good story, though. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Gillette, Wyoming. A 36-year-old man went into a sports store and applied for a job, filled out the application, handed it over. But before he left, he tried to steal a couple shirts and a pair of pants, and he was arrested. Because they knew his name after watching security footage. Like, man, that's the guy that just put in his application. They looked up his address on the application, went to his house, boom, got him.
Did he get the job, though?
Says he's still looking for a job.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Courtney in St. Louis, what's happening?
Hi, Bobby.
You good?
I'm good. I just wanted to thank you for being such an inspiration. I am getting my master's degree tonight, and I have fight, grind, repeat on my graduation cap.
Hey,
love
look
it.
At that.
Wow,
that's awesome. Hey, that is, to me, that's a huge honor. And someone did that to me yesterday, too, where they took a quote out of my book and put on the graduation cap. And so I wrote, wow, if they're doing this graduation, I should have a PhD. They should just give me an honorary doctorate. Here's what they wrote. Find that passion wherever it is and choose it as long and chase it as long and as hard as you possibly can. I must have written that somewhere because they credited me with that. Look at that graduation cap.
That's so cool.
So Courtney did it in St. Louis, and this Marissa at West Virginia University did it too. Man. Somebody's got to offer me up an honorary doctorate, right?
Somebody. Harvard would be nice.
Harvard. Hey, that's cool, though. You got your master's, Courtney. Look at you.
Thank you.
Isn't it wild to think back the first day when you started your master's program going, this is never, it's never going to happen. Like, it's so far away.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. And I actually started in 2015, and then I got pregnant with my first child, so I took a break, and then I started again and powered through, worked full time, had my second child, and had a really rough time with postpartum depression. But fight, grind, and repeat is how I got through it.
That is awesome. I'm very proud of you. I don't know you personally, but I'm talking to you now, and I'm very proud of you because I know that, you know, good things don't happen unless there's some uncomfortable there, man. And good for you for stretching yourself. So thank you, Courtney, for the call. Hey, let's send her a book. We have any books? We got more books or no?
We gotta have another.
We gotta have more. I'll send, if I have someone from my house, if not. Courtney, I'll send you a signed book. How about that?
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right. Happy graduation.
Thank you.
There she is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A couple days ago, we got an email to the studio inside the mailbag that was basically someone from Amy's neighborhood saying Amy's not nice in the neighborhood. Apparently, this woman waves at you and you don't wave back. Apparently, she thinks you're hoity-toity.
Yeah. Well, she said, I just needed to know that nobody in the neighborhood cares that I am a celebrity on the radio or something. I don't know.
Which I mean, I would say you don't even care.
I assume nobody in my neighborhood knows what I do or who I am. So
what did totally you think fine. About this after the show?
Man, I kept thinking about it and thinking about it, and I couldn't let it go. And so I was just really curious because she signed it like it was, she was signing it for a bunch of moms in the neighborhood. So then I'm like, were they all sitting around together and like wrote it and sent, or she sent on behalf of them? Well, then I had her email address and I was like, well, I don't have her name, but I have the email. So, you know, Googled. I know she lives on my street. So then I Googled Nashville and my street. And then, well, she came up.
Oh, you found her house.
I know where she lives now. And it's, I know it. I know the house.
Ooh.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. No, I thought about. No, I was like, should I go take her? No,
forks in the yard.
No, guys.
Like she wakes up.
Actually, the opposite.
Oh.
I was like, how? Like, should I take her cookies and be like, this is a misunderstanding? Like, she did mention in the email when I'm walking with my husband, my kids, or my friends, like, and they wave at me, like they're just trying to be polite. But I mean, and I talked to my friends and my husband and my kids. I even talked to my daughter about it because I was like, do you see a bunch of kids playing outside? And she's like, not really, no. I'm like, okay, so I'm not crazy. Like, we're just in our own zone, like family time, doing our own thing. I'm engaged in what I have going on, so I'm not trying to be rude. I haven't noticed. I haven't turned away from people. And so I just want to I don't even know that I need to apologize because I didn't do anything wrong, but I want to extend like an olive branch and show like, hey.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Take her cookies?
That'd be so awkward. Do it.
Yeah, it would be awkward.
Just for the story.
No, I'm not going to do it just
because she's
going
to be so nice to your face.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, she sent this email, but like, and now I know, like there's no way I can, I guess I could sort of avoid her house, but not really. But I had no idea that a family lived there, and now I do.
And, go to her house. Take cookies. Take your kids with you.
But I do get a lot of nice emails from listeners, like being really supportive and.
Oh, yeah?
Bobby's mailbag.
Read us one of those.
Well, this one's from Stacy. Hey, Amy, you're a friendly person, and anyone who listens to the show would know that. This woman is trying to get your attention the wrong way. If I were you, I would wave next time I saw her, but don't go out of your way to bring her cookies and apologize. What? You didn't do anything wrong, and you don't have room for a negative person in your life. Thanks for being positive. It's just funny, like, literally, I was thinking about sending her cookies, and then this listener's like, don't send her cookies, but I think I should take her cookies.
Wow, that's so awkward and awesome. I cannot wait to hear the end of the story. Yeah, you should, yeah.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
I also know how old she is.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you can get everything from her.
Oh, I know everything. My friend has a background check thing. I know everything. And I'm like, this is so awkward now.
Why do you think she thinks you're rude?
I have no idea. I don't know who she... I have no idea.
What a fun play if she's just trying to get Amy to be her friend.
Oh.
And Amy's never been rude.
Reverse psychology kind of thing.
Oh, and then now I want to bring cookies. No, I don't think that's the case. Because if you want to be my friend, then send me an email that says, hey, there's a bunch of moms. We live on your street. I don't know if you know we live here, but we've got kids. Let's all hang.
So, next week, will you take her cookies?
Cookies!
Yeah, I mean, and she listens to the show, so she's obviously hearing this.
Are you
this.
Committing to cookies next week?
I'll commit to cookies.
Yeah! All right, good. Next week, Amy will take her cookies. I bet it goes pretty well.
You think?
Yeah. I bet it goes pretty well.
I mean, it's so awkward.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, it's Fun Fact Friday. So, got some facts for you. Did you know that in the 1950s, it was popular for college boys to storm the girls' dorm, steal their underwear, publicly display them, and it was called...
A panty raid.
How did you know that?
Did you do that?
You guys haven't never heard of a panty raid?
No. In the 1950s, no, we weren't born. I mean, I've never heard of a panty raid, nor... I just can't... I mean, these days, this should not be allowed or acceptable at all, but I mean...
Well, one, you can't just storm into a girl's room.
Correct.
I know, but back then in the 50s, like, this was probably okay, because then... it was a different time. I'm probably like, oh, steal my panties, hang them up.
But also, panties were like blankets then, too.
That's like, true. They're like tiny whities.
Yeah, you're
it's
going
still
in.
Still intimate.
You're stealing the comforters in people's room. Yeah, yeah.
Comforters.
There you go. Yes, I did know that. What else?
Okay, did you know that? Because you probably didn't. A buttload is an actual unit of measurement.
Yeah, I did.
It is.
Of course, Bobby did. Yeah. Do you know how much?
Is a buttload?
I'll tell you how much. How much? 126 gallons.
I did not know how much it was, but I've just heard that a buttload's a real thing.
Wow.
And speaking of butts, turtles can breathe out of theirs.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Oh, yay. Wow. You learned a fun fact.
There
these
you
are
go.
All fun.
Do y'all want more or are you done with
give
fun
me one
facts?
More.
Let's see.
I like to go until they're not fun anymore.
Then you're bored. You're like, yeah.
I was like, not fun.
I mean,
that made me sad.
those are pretty much the funnest ones. This is kind of ironic. There's actually a town in Norway called Hell, and it freezes over almost every winter.
No, that's not fun.
Not terribly fun, but interesting.
But interesting. Right. I mean, yeah. It's like a, yeah. So there's that. There's your Fun Fact Friday. So more and more brides are saying yes to the used dress.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and
it
I think
is a
it's
ridiculous
awesome.
Thing to pay
and
for a dress once.
You need to be okay with this. Like, brides, it's no big deal. But there was, like, an annual wedding report that went up, and it revealed that, like, I mean, people are down with it by, like, 75%, and Google searches for used wedding
down with
dress.
It, they're doing it.
Yeah,
it's
like, they find it acceptable. Right. Like, they're totally cool with it. Or sell
your
wedding.
Your cool lingo made it confusing.
Or, I'm down with it.
People are down with it, 75%.
People Googling wedding dress near me is up, like, 1,000% in Google searches. So, I don't know. I just think it's cool. And then I was a bridesmaid at my cousin's wedding, and she had all of us rent our bridesmaids' dresses, and it was so awesome.
I always felt it was unfair for prom or weddings that guys get to rent tuxes and girls had to buy their dresses. That is the most unfair thing.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, so what else you got, Amy?
The average American will spend $277,000 on guilty purchases throughout their life. What do you consider a guilty purchase?
Starbucks.
Yeah.
Because it's too expensive, and I just shouldn't. You can make it at home.
Okay, so that's like the number one thing that we as people feel guilty about buying. It's eating at restaurants because food is so overpriced, but I feel like coffee falls into that category.
Yeah, that Starbucks for me, I'm like, I can't believe I'm paying $4.50 for this.
No, so. I mean, it's actually kind of crazy. Whenever I see like lines, like at an airport, there's multiple coffee shops, right? And the Starbucks will have like a mile long and the other coffee shops are like empty. And I'm like, I don't get it.
What else on the list? At number five, let's get the drum roll going. Here we go.
At number five, we feel guilty about delivery or takeout.
Okay. Number four.
Shoes.
I don't.
No guilt
there. I got nothing else to spend money on. So it's like shoes it is.
Three. Electronics. Two, new clothes. And then number one, the eating at restaurants.
It just seems like we feel guilty about buying things that we don't have to buy. Because you need clothes, you need shoes. Yeah, but if you don't have to buy
them, we don't need as much as we have to most people.
True. There you go.
All right. Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this Baptist church in Maryland that recently gifted four single moms with cars. Wow. Just in time for Mother's Day. So yeah, if you're a single mom that doesn't have a car and you've got kids, like, I mean, imagine your church coming to you, or a church, maybe they don't even go there. I don't know all the details, but the church partnered with Sterling Motor Cars, and then they were able to gift these cars to four single moms. Wow. Which is so, so cool. And it just reminded me, I haven't thought of this in like 4 or 5 years, or however long ago. I guess my mom passed away in 2014, and she was a single mom, and my sister and I were like trying to figure out like, what do we do with her car? And we had talked to my mom about, you know, because she had cancer before she died, we were able to talk to her about things. And she was just like, I just want to use my car to bless somebody. So my sister and we came across this single mom that really needed it, and we were able to give my mom's car to that mom, and it just like paid it forward for my mom. And just helping single moms whenever you can is just, ugh. Do it if you can.
Yeah, I had a single mom. You had a single mom.
Yeah. I mean, but my dad, to be fair, mom? Like my dad no. was around-ish.
No, ish?
Ish. When we were younger, I mean, he was.
I like that story. And shout out to the dealership, too, because they obviously were involved. Say it again, their name?
Sterling Motor Cars.
There you go. Shout out to them, too. Nice, I like that. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Derek Huff will be in studio in a little bit. Six-time Dancing with the Stars champion. Really good-looking guy. Got it all. He'll be in. Kayla in Tennessee is on the phone right now. Hey, Kayla.
Hey, good morning.
What's happening?
Hey, well, I'm a first time caller, and I just wanted to say how my sister introduced us to your show, my mom and I, and I started listening to you when you were on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, thanks.
Because I thought it was funny that she was watching Dancing with the Stars, because we've never, like, listened to it. We've never done that as a family before. And so now my mom, sister, and I, we all drive to work. My sister and I have about a 45-minute commute. And my mom's only like 10 minutes away, but we'll all listen to your podcast and then kind of talk about it like as a family later on in the day.
So. Oh, wow. Well, thanks a lot. Well, tell them I said hello, and they'll be able to hear this on the radio too. And Derek Huff's coming up, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, so that'll be fun. Hey, appreciate that call. Thank you, Kayla. Let's go over to Amy now and get the Morning Corny in.
The Morning Corny.
How does a squid go into battle?
How does a squid go into battle?
Well armed.
Ah, there he is. Well, get it? Because squid has lots of arms?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. All right, thank you.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Derek Huff.
Hey, there he is. Hey, Derek Huff, everybody. Yeah, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
It's like the myth.
How you been?
Did we meet? I remember you would come around and be like, Derek Huff's here.
Oh, I was just lurking in the shadows.
Yeah, you would lurk.
I was lurking.
And yes. I was like, I don't have time to focus because I have to try to get through this next minute and 20 seconds. So I don't think we ever met.
No, it was pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Pleasure, man.
Everybody says wonderful things about you.
Oh.
You and your sister. Like,
well, that's good.
Like universally beloved around that place.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad. Hopefully not too bad.
You won it 6 times, huh? Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, 6 times. Yeah, it's out of 17. So
yeah, but that's
so
a pretty good number.
Like, so when I say it like that, you know, it's funny. Julianne and I, we used to joke around because, you know, she's won it twice, but she only did 5 seasons.
And I was like, well, I've wanted a 6. And she's like, yeah, but that's out of 17. So with the ratio, you know.
You go on that show. How old were you when you first started Dancing with the Stars?
I was 22. And 22
that,
years
at
old.
That at that point, that show was a juggernaut.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like 22 million viewers per episode twice a week, twice a year.
And you were 22 years old.
Yeah, it was not. It was crazy.
Was it overnight? You can't walk down the street? Because people are like, oh, that's the good-looking dancer guy?
I would say overnight. When I first joined the show, you know, nobody knew who I was, right? Because I joined season 5, and I had, like, earned my spot, essentially. And I was really young-looking, and my partner didn't really, you know, my first couple partners didn't want to be my partner when they first got me. They're like, oh, man, I got Derek. And so I was like, oh, I got to earn it. I got to, like, you know, earn my right to be here. And, but it was cool, man. Yeah, it was such a, like you said, a juggernaut. It really was. And we were doing arena tours and all sorts of things. And it's amazing. The show is incredible, by the way. Like, I love the show so much. It's such a pleasure to have been a part of it.
It made you a household name. I mean, really. I mean, that's how I knew of you, was from the show back in the day.
Yeah.
And now you're out on a tour. So a lot of our cities are listening. Derek will be on May 9th in Louisville, on May 10th in St. Louis, on May 22nd in Denver, June 1st in Las Vegas at the Venetian. Well, I bet that pays good. June 5th in San Antonio, and then June 8th in New Orleans. And so a lot of other places. You can see them all up on your site, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
DerekHuff.com.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But I know a lot of these cities listen to our show, so I thought. So what do you do? You go out and you dance for how long?
You know, so what's great about this show is it's like a rock concert for dance. You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. And for the first time, I actually have a live band with me. So I have live music on stage, you know, with amazing, incredible dancers. And the dancers that I've sort of selected are the best of the best, you know, from a contemporary to just all the different sort of disciplines. And we do Motown music, we do rock and roll, we do Latin, we do, you know, big band music. And just having that live saxophone, that live percussion and guitar and bass infused with the live dancing, it's been so much fun. The energy is nonstop. And yeah, man, it's been a blast. I love it.
You know, you've done tours with your sister. Are you feeling your abs? I need some of those.
No, my stomach was just growling.
Oh, wow. We didn't hear that.
That was incredible.
I thought you were showing off your abs. I was like, I mean, all right, go ahead. So you and your sister toured together for a while, right? You did a few tours?
We did, yeah.
This is the first one where it's you.
Yes, yes.
You feel like ticket pressure?
A little bit at the beginning, for sure. But once I went out there to the first show, the energy, again, that we kind of created in that room, that shared experience with the audience, it was just so amazing. And it's just continued, you know, each show's just been great, fantastic. And, but yeah, I definitely felt a little bit of pressure for sure. Yeah.
Derek Huff is here. Also on that world of dance.
Yes.
Where now you go from being the dancer to the dancing expert who dances to the dancing expert who actually sits back and talks and critiques.
Sure.
How's that been?
It's been great. I mean, you know, for me, it's funny being a coach and being a mentor and what I do in general and that's kind of what you do anyways, right? In behind closed doors, you critique, you sort of try to make things better. So now you're just kind of doing it behind the desk, sitting next to Jennifer Lopez, you know? But it's amazing. Again, seeing the best dancing, like they're just incredible from all over the world, you know, and all different disciplines, different styles and, you know, groups and soloists and duets. It's pretty incredible. It really, really is. It's so much fun to be a part of it. And actually, the final is coming up this Sunday, which I'm going to be dancing.
Oh, you
know, I finally get out from behind the judge's desk, and I go out there and dance, and I'm excited. It's fun.
You remember the first time you met J-Lo?
Yes. Actually, a fun story with J-Lo, actually. I went salsa dancing with her one time.
Like, before. Recreationally? You guys just went and had fun?
Just had fun. And, you know, the live band's playing. We're doing salsa. I grab her. I'm dancing with her. And I dip her, I pull her up, and she kind of runs away. She comes back, and I'm like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, let's keep dancing. Half hour later, she goes, Derek. She opens her purse. She pulls out like a small animal, which is basically her hair, you know, because it was so much of it. I had, when I dipped her, I stepped on her hair. And then I pulled her up and yanked out a bunch of her hair. And yeah. And then I thought that was the last time I'll ever see her ever again. I'm like, that's it. I'm done. And like a couple weeks later, she's like, hey, do you want to do this show? I would love for you to be a part of this World of Dance show. So
as you're dancing with Jennifer Lopez, like for fun, are you thinking, holy crap, I'm dancing with Jennifer Lopez? Or is this just a thing where you've danced with so many people and you've danced so long?
It's, I will say, being on Dancing with the Stars, you know, you sort of get accustomed sort of to dancing with people that you like watch or that you're fans of or that, you know, so you become, I wouldn't say desensitized, but you become a little bit more used to it. But I'll also say that I definitely had a massive crush on Jennifer Lopez. Definitely, I had like 3 posters on my wall for sure. And I've told her that. I've been very open about that. She's not gonna be like, wait, what? So it was pretty cool. It was a cool moment for sure. For sure.
Derek Cuff is here and he's all over the country right now on his Derek Cuff Live, the tour, and there's a live band playing. And I think that's different than even the shows that I've seen. Even the one when I went out and I did like 3 shows with Dancing with the Stars Live.
Yeah,
because I kind of owed it to them. I didn't even dance. I didn't even dance on the tour. Because I'm not a good... I know you look at me as a champion dancer.
Yeah.
You were the same, champ, basically. Champ. Yeah. We're looking at each other, champ to champ. But I was like, you guys got to take me off the dancing. And so I didn't dance at all. And I just told jokes because I go out and do comedy. So I'd go out and do comedy. But on this, you go out and you dance with the live band as they're playing. You take on the road with you all these players. I mean, that's an expensive... That costs money.
It does. It does. You know, and I'm singing a lot more on this tour as well, which is great because a lot of people don't know that I do that. And I did musical theater But no, it's a full-out tour. One thing I did do, actually, is I took out all the LED screens for this particular show. Because in the past shows, we've had a lot of LED and stuff. But I was like, you know what? I want to do like a theatrical show. I want where it's just lighting and just the dancing that you're watching. And the band, again, it just makes all the difference. You know what I mean? When you go to a concert, you hear the drum, you hear that kick drum, and it hits you in the chest. There's nothing like that feeling. And that's what I feel like was missing. So when I incorporated that, that took a long time too, because I was a part of all like the arrangements, and you know, like I play guitar, I play drums, so it's a lot of fun. So I'll pick up a guitar, start playing it, take it off, start dancing.
You play music in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
What can he not do? Amy,
I know. I was just about to ask him.
He sings, he dances,
guitar,
he acts,
drums.
He does. Here's Derek Cuff singing "Shallow." Here you go. This. What do you not do? What do you not do? Are you super hungry?
I guess.
You freaking out.
I don't know.
We don't hear any stomach.
It was like going nuts right now.
Get this guy a burrito.
Calm down.
Come on. Get this guy a burrito.
Calm down. Yeah, I performed that in the show, and it's like a medley. It's a mashup. There's the other songs in there as well, and the dancers just do the most beautiful contemporary piece of this, and so athletic. This one, you know, Charity Anderson, she was on World of Dance season 2. She got a perfect score. You know, she's doing like 540 flips in 3-inch heels, Latin heels. I've never seen that in my entire life, and she does it every single night on my tour. And every night, I'm in absolute awe of these dancers because I've hired dancers that do things that I can't do. You know, like certain, like the flexibility, their athleticism, doing flips, doing like 12 pirouettes and landing on a dime. And every night I'm watching them dance and I'm like, what the? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is incredible. I get so excited about it. It's such a pleasure to be a part of.
How many shows a week are you doing? And how are you able to keep that up?
You know, right now, this stint right now is pretty, been not so bad, but sometimes we do 6 in a row. We'll do 6 in a row back to back to back in a different city every single night, day off, 5 in a row, day off, 4, maybe back to 6. So it's challenging, but you get into rhythm. You get into rhythm. A lot of ice baths.
What are you eating?
Ice baths.
Walk me through a morning. You wake up in the morning, Derek Cuff, what do you eat?
In the morning, oatmeal, some eggs, protein shake.
Purposefully that stuff because of you trying to maintain like your...
The fuel.
Yeah, fuel and also like...
No Fruit Loops?
No. Okay. No, definitely not. And also I eat the same thing each day, which is pretty boring, but I eat sweet potatoes, quinoa, and chicken with no sauce, just dry chicken. And
for lunch?
Yeah, lunch and pretty much dinner too. And part of that is, you know, I don't want any surprises on stage, you know? Just want to keep kind of like...
You don't want
to
poop your pants? Is that what you're
pretty
saying?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, that's a thing?
But also energy. But, you know, you don't want to like upset your stomach and like you're out there like, because you can't leave the stage. So, it's just the energy thing, man. Yeah.
If you have a treat, what do you have?
Twizzlers.
Oh, wow.
Popcorn,
you go
maybe.
Right for the most processed thing you could possibly have is a Twizzler.
It's plastic.
It's not even a real thing. Yeah,
it's
so
literally
you're not supposed
plastic.
To eat it.
Yeah.
It even tastes like plastic, too, which is weird. Like I don't even know why I even go for that, but yeah.
Yeah. I saw on your Instagram that Lindsey Stirling recorded some music for you.
Yeah.
Who I brought her in to do my trio dance. She's a close friend of mine.
Oh, I love Lindsey.
Yeah.
I love her. I met her at a seminar years ago, and we just exchanged numbers, and we've done a few videos together and done a few songs together. And yeah, she plays on a bunch of the tracks in my tour. And it's so you can totally hear that, because I had a lot of violinists and cello players and stuff playing some of the tracks. But when she plays, you're like, oh, that's Lindsey. She has her own sound, her own distinct, you know, just tone. And it just adds to the show. It's really great. I love her.
I was watching the Tony Robbins documentary. You're
yeah.
in that.
Yeah.
You go to Tony. I was moved by
that's
it.
Where we met, actually. We met Lindsey.
You and Lindsey.
Yeah.
You saying that reminded me that I was watching that and I saw you. So tell me about this Tony Robbins, because I watch him from afar and I'm like, holy crap.
He's the man. He really is. He's been a mentor of mine since I was really 15 years old. I was 15 and I saw him in Cardiff, Wales. My coach took me. And at first I was like, what is this? This is crazy. You know, there's thousands of people in this room. But a few things stuck with me at that young age. And for me, I attribute a lot of my success really competitively as well to a lot of those tools that, you know, I learned from him. And I've been so blessed and fortunate to have been able to meet him and become friends with him. He's a force of nature, man. He's
what does
a force
he say? How does he relate to you? Like, what has he said that you're like, oh, that resonates with me?
Well, one thing I will say too, especially being a competitor, you know, where you don't always, or a performer, where you don't always feel like it, right? You know, just the ability to change your state at any given moment, to change the way you feel. And there's sort of like these three different things that you talk about, like, you know, your physiology, the way you physically move your body is the fastest ways to change the way you feel. Your language and your focus, right? Because where your focus goes, your energy flows. So I actually talk about that a lot when I'm helping people with nerves, you know, on Dancing with the Stars. When I was working with like Kelly Pickler, for instance, you know, who had, you know, a lot of nerves before we went out in there and danced. When we deal with nerves, when I found, actually, this was like one of the biggest pieces of advice is that I get from people who ask me, like, how do I handle my nerves? And I say, well, being nervous and being excited are identical physically. There's no difference. The only difference is the word you're using, the language. And when you're using the word nervous, it's actually it's pulling your focus to all the things that can go wrong, right? So where your focus goes, your energy flows. So if you literally just change the language, change the word to, ooh, I'm excited. Even if you fake it, just, I'm excited. What's happening is then all of a sudden your focus is going towards all the things that are going to go right. I'm going to nail this routine. I'm going to go out there. The audience are going to love it. The judges are going to love this. And all of a sudden, you're ready to go out there. You change your state just by changing the language and your focus. So things like that for me were really, really useful when I competed before Dancing with the Stars and also performing, you know, theater, you know, night after night, 8 shows a week. And among other things as well. You know, for me, mental health and just sort of the human condition for me is just a very fascinating and I'm very... it's just very important to me. So anyways.
Yeah, no, I saw you. And I was like, and I just when you were talking about that seminar, I was like, I wonder if that's the same one. That's cool.
Yeah.
Of all of the partners that you wanted Dancing with the Stars with, and I have them here, who was, and I mean this in the most loving way, the one that was the hardest to win with? Because I was a very difficult partner to win with. I didn't know what I was doing.
Hardest to win with.
It was because you had the girl from Amber from Glee who was a legit dancer.
Sure, yeah.
Like, didn't she have some training? Was she in Beyonce's single lady video?
No.
It wasn't her?
No. I think you're thinking of the other Glee
star. Was it another Glee girl? Okay, I'm
yes.
thinking of the wrong girl.
Yes.
Glee.
Yeah, no, Amber, well, she had some medical things. Like, her knees and her ankles were really, really bad. So there would be times when we didn't rehearse at all. Or I would choreograph routines where we'd be sitting down a lot just to try to help her. You know, I had to get kind of creative in that way.
Was Pickler a good dancer?
Pickler was a great dancer.
Really?
Like, that. She was... like one of the biggest surprises I would have to say, because she never really danced, but she had the most beautiful extension and gorgeous feet.
Gorgeous feet.
I don't hate you, Derek, but I hate your way sometimes. She'd always say that. I love it. But that routine that Kelly Pickler and I did was one of my favorites because our freestyle routine. Because I think that can't remember who was. I think it was Zendaya and Val. Actually, I think we're like kind of poised to win. And we did this routine. Everybody was doing these big, you know, freestyles. And we were like, you know what? We're just going to do a contemporary dance. That was before that was sort of on the show, you know what I mean? We were kind of one of the first ones to do that. And so it was a risk. It was a, you know, we're taking a chance. And we never got through that routine once until the show, until the actual night. And so if you go back and watch the video, you'll see me hold her and shake her at the end like, oh my gosh, we just did this. I can't believe it. Because every lift we fell out of, there's this one thing we did where she leaned and like touched the floor. I don't know why I didn't take it out because it never worked. But it was cool, man. She was great.
You know who I've become friends with is Amy Purdy.
Yes.
Who I think you guys finished second.
Yes.
But you talk about an inspiration because she got meningitis.
Unbelievable.
And lost like the bottom parts of her legs. And she was your partner.
Yeah.
And she would talk about how she really wasn't able to move around well until she started training dance with you.
You know, that was one of the most fulfilling seasons that I had on Dancing with the Stars, because there was a moment that I'll never forget that for me moved me tremendously. And this is what makes Dancing with the Stars so special to me. Was, you know, I was in the rehearsal studio and she just started crying. You know, she started crying in the corner, like on a stool with her legs crossed. And I told her, oh no, what did I say? Oh no, are you okay? You know? And she goes, no, this is the first time I've felt feminine since I lost my legs. And just to see like that, her core just kind of explode and sort of blossom and to become this sort of like this dancer, and seeing her move and this confidence and this belief. And she's already an amazing athlete, you know, in what she does. But to sort of get in tune with this feminine energy of hers was beautiful. And she's just an amazing person.
Yeah,
too.
Really.
Incredible.
One of the treats that I took away from being on that show was meeting her, spending time with her, and then, you know, continuing on being friends with her.
Yeah.
So she loves you.
Yeah, well, she's great.
Listen, you come in, your grandparents were dancers, your parents danced, you dance, your sister dances, you're all elite dancers.
So many dancers.
Derek Cuff, 2019 Derek Cuff Live, the tour. You go to DerekCuff.com. Again, a lot of our cities are listening to the show where he's coming to town, so go see him, DerekCuff.com. He's got a live band, which, I respect, because holy crap, that's rehearsal, that's traveling them, that's moving them all around, that's also dancing with... it maybe not being exactly the same. It's a lot of human element to that.
There is. And actually, it's quite fun, actually, because the drummer, because I played, before I danced, I was a drummer. And so I love drums so much. There's a lot of percussion in this show. And, you know, when he does like a little lick that's different, I'm always like, kind of turn my head, like, I'm like, ooh, that was nice. But yeah, it's great, man. It's a blast. It's so much fun.
Well, real pleasure to meet you, man.
My pleasure, man.
I've seen you from afar lurking, but I was too busy trying to be, we'll call it, excited about my next dance.
Yes.
So I was so excited. Amy, anything you want to say to Derek before he goes?
I'm just so impressed by you. I guess I mean, hearing you talk and how passionate you are about everything, I had no idea. And now I know you can just change your whole thing by changing your stance, or what did you say?
Your state.
Your state.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, tell me, like, give me an example.
Well, you're in Tennessee,
you
go
that.
To Arkansas, it all changes.
No, not the state. Physically changes state. But, well, like, if you need to get to go do something, you kept, listeners can't see this, but you kept opening up your chest. Mm. So, is there something to that?
Yes, your physiology. So, one of the fastest ways to change the way you feel is to change the way you move.
Okay.
So, there's a great expression, motion equals emotion.
Got it.
The way you move directly affects the way you feel, even your posture, even the way you stand, when you walk into a room. It just changes your chemistry in your body, and you can change the way you feel.
Okay, I'm going to start using that.
Good for you. Derek, good to meet you.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah,
appreciate
it's a real pleasure.
It.
Derek Cuff here. Go check him out. Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know what's odd is carbon monoxide poisoning, because people don't really, you don't see it.
Like, yeah, no, you, yeah. There's, it just happens. I've thought of that often because I have a gas stove, and sometimes I have to tell my kids, do not ever turn this knob, ever.
Yeah,
ever.
Right? Because you won't know until you get sick, and that's what the story is.
Won't wake up.
A mom and her three kids are lucky to be alive and can thank their teenage brother for saving them from a carbon monoxide leak. He's 14. He got to his sister's house before school. He found her and her kids were all really sick, and he's like, well, this is weird. So he calls 911. His sister was so ill that she couldn't move her children, so he grabs them, one's 3, one's 5, one's 11. He gets them all out of the house, and the ambulance gets there, and it's like, oh, he's a hero. Like, they were so close to really being caught by carbon monoxide, because they already had it and were poisoned. But in the fact that, apparently, it was a faulty heater, because you mentioned your stove.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wow.
I don't even have carbon monoxide things in my house. I always felt like it was
You don't have a gas stove?
No. I'm talking about, like, sensors.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like anything in your house that could leak anything.
Oh, I probably have lots of that. I probably got asbestos, carbon monoxide. Yeah. I'm probably good. I'm caught up on that.
Lead.
Yeah, just eating it up. Nom, nom, nom. But yeah, good for this kid, this teen. 14-year-old Alex Arrieta. So shout out. And that is what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Melissa in New Mexico, thank you for calling.
Hello. Hi, Bobby.
What's happening? What do you want to say?
I was just listening to you a while ago. You said that your new song was number one. And I was remembering Amy's cousin said that you wouldn't have a number one this year.
Oh, her psychic cousin told me I would not have a number one song this year, Amy.
Oh.
And Jesus Knows is the number one comedy song.
Well, I guess.
Maybe she'd follow up with her, because she also told me that I wouldn't have a girlfriend at all till the end of the year. And so she's right on that so far. Oh.
Yeah. Well, only Jesus knows.
Thank you.
No, not
true.
Your cousin.
I appreciate that, Melissa. I didn't think about that. I forgot about that. One of my other friends has me going to some psychic named Frank.
Oh, yeah.
That's the psychic's name or your friend?
I hear... No, Frank's the psychic.
Psychic.
Oh. I hear a lot about Frank.
Yeah, and she does the Velvet's Edge podcast, and she's just so right... that she's so right in her mind that he's real. So I'm not going for any other reason, just to go see what's up. I have a friend who's a big country star who went, and he texted me and was like, yeah, I went, and I cried.
Oh, I have multiple friends that have seen Frank, and they say once you leave, like, even if you go in skeptical, like, you leave and you're like, oh my gosh. Like, that's...
So,
what?
I don't believe, but I'm going to go.
When are you doing this?
May 30th, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you're going to go see Frank.
I'm going to go see Frank just because I want everybody to just... One, I'm curious to see what his tactic is. Mm. So, yeah, May 30th, I'm going to go do that.
He books way out. Like,
yeah, it took me like 3 months
to get
in.
Yeah, it seems like, wow. Yeah.
My whole thing is, if there really was someone with psychic powers, they'd be working for the government. Or the government would abduct them.
Oh, Frank doesn't want to exploit his...
But he's charging me like a lot of money, so exploit that.
Well, he exploits it on the down low in Nashville, but not in other ways.
Well, we'll see what happens with that.
Bobby Bone, come on.
I get asked a lot, hey, what's your favorite song right now? Here we go. Here are my favorite songs. First of all, this song from Pink and Chris Stapleton, Love Me Anyway, is maybe my new favorite song of my whole life in the past couple weeks. Yeah.
Could you love me anyway?
Come on. Do you love that song or just like it?
Oh, I love it. It's good.
You don't love it, love it? It's okay to say no.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite. I'm not going to have it on repeat like you, but I love it. Like, it's good.
It's sad. It's like we got Chris Stapleton. It's my favorite thing. Also, love that song, Ladylike, because it's like me, Ladylike. The Ingrid Andress.
But I'm a ladylike. Whoa!
Her coming in sold me, though. I like the song, and then her playing it in studio, I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Untamable.
And this Emma Klein, who was on American Idol, and I took her off the show to play with our band, and she put a song out, and I was like, I'm going to support it and just see if I like it. It's so good that it's like so good that it's so good. I play it all the time. And now I told her, I was like, yeah, I was just going to like post it on my Insta story and be like, hey, check it out. Because if I don't like it, I won't say I like it. I'll just be like, hey, check it out. Call It What It Is.
Can we just call it what it is?
I mean, check that song out from her, because it's so good. Her name's Emma Klein. Yeah, and that's not me being a homer. I listened to it at first because I was a homer. But Eddie, you think it's good?
I love it.
Yeah.
Amy, you're going to sing to it all the time.
Yep.
Come on, baby, won't you call it what it is?
It's good.
Okay.
So, mine are Pink, Ingrid Andress, and Emma Klein. Amy, your favorite song right now. Give me the one.
Morgan Wallen, Whiskey Glasses.
I'm going to need some whiskey glasses, because I don't want to see the truth.
Here we go. I'm not somewhere with someone new.
Yeah, I'm going to need some whiskey glasses.
Lunchbox?
Oh, this is a tough one, but it gets in your head and you jam. It's called Baycation by Ray featuring Eric Dodd.
Yeah, it should be Ray featuring you, featuring that other dude.
right.
Yeah, tell him change that.
Are you down for a vacation?
That's a jam, dude.
Baby, on my baby.
Eddie?
Okay, look. I wasn't on the train on this. I really didn't even think it was that good. But now that my kids listen to it all the time, and Bobby, I apologize that I wasn't into it as much as you were when it first came out, but Old Town Road, come on, man.
With Billy Ray?
Lil Nas X and Billy Ray.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road.
I'm in now.
Ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Is
favorite songs. Hey, Morgan, number two, what do you got over there?
Mine's Lanco's Revival.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so good.
You say everything funny.
Is that?
So Lanco.
Lanco?
Rival.
Rival.
There you go. Like, mine's Lincoln Navigator Revival Fest. Yeah. We get Lanco's Revival. These are our favorite songs right now. We'll put them up at BobbyBones.com.
Bobby Bones.
Yes.
A woman was so overwhelmed while watching Avengers Endgame this past weekend that she began crying so hard she had to be taken to the hospital.
Wow.
The 21-year-old woman was taken to the emergency room at a nearby hospital and had to be given oxygen in order to regulate her breathing. She told them later that she was fine, but she was breathing so hard that she needed help. Is this movie that sad or happy? I don't want the spoiler.
No spoiler, but I get it.
You do?
I get what happened to her.
Mike D, is it that good?
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Eddie, you had never seen any of them. Did you cry?
Never, and I cried two times in that movie.
Oh, wow.
I'm just looking for a time to go. If I can get it. I tried to go earlier in the week, but it's like you have to give yourself 5 hours.
Yes.
I didn't have it.
Yes. You have to have the 5 hours because...
But I'm
it's
also trying to avoid
movie.
Spoilers at the same time.
That's tough, man.
It's tough. I know. Have you guys seen the spoiler out there written anywhere?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, Eddie had.
I have,
on the
I'm
side of the road.
I haven't seen anybody spoil it.
Really?
No.
Well, I'm going to go watch it. Probably not this weekend.
I'd watch it again.
You would?
Yeah.
Are you asking me on a date right now?
Oh, go, Mike.
It's a long movie. I probably missed some stuff.
Oh, man. I thought I was going to wait till it comes out, but now I feel like I need to see it in theater.
I'm going to watch it and ruin it like you did me the last one.
Oh.
Just to even
okay.
it out.
I deserve that.
Just to
That's
even
fine.
It out.
I deserve that.
Well, if you're open and accepting, I don't want to do it. I only want to run something that you don't want ruined.
See, I'd never seen any of the old movies, so I didn't know how intense that was when Amy ruined it for
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, no! In slow motion, I was running
I
my
like,
hand
honestly
out
don't
to
even,
her mouth.
I
like,
don't even
stop!
I don't even remember what was so bad that I said.
You said, it doesn't matter. I don't want to ruin it for anybody else. Okay, we are having our iHeart Country Festival. That happens tomorrow night. You can watch the whole thing, livexlive.com. And it's everybody from FGL, Dan and Shay, to Tim McGraw, Chris Jansen, us, Bobby Bones, and the Raging Idiots. Watch it. We'll be there. We'll be on stage. I'm hosting it. The Raging Idiots are playing. It's just going to be fantastic. Let's hope it doesn't rain. Just
yeah,
hope.
I know.
Let's just hope.
Been
we're doing a whole
that.
Outdoor thing, too. So we'll see you guys. We'll see you Monday. Hope you have an awesome weekend. And we can't wait to talk to you and tell you stories about it Monday morning. All right, have a good one. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.